Good evening. I'm Evan, and this is the Kinky Crafter Podcast. Today is Tuesday, April 29th. I'm going to be talking about an interesting class that I went to this evening on adaptive relationships. I thought it was pretty interesting and informative, so I'm going to spend a little bit of time talking about my my thoughts and whatnot on the subject. As you can see, unfortunately, there's still not a craft segment up for tonight. Things ended up running a little late, and basically I don't have the time to sort of do the craft show as thoroughly as I would like, so I'm going to go ahead and schedule that for tomorrow, basically. It's going to, I'm pretty much putting aside the evening to work on it, so I should be able to do a more thorough job explaining things, taking some better pictures, that sort of thing. I want to kind of, make the best out of it that I can. So hopefully that will go well. As far as the class goes, it was on adaptive relationships, and the class was mainly focused on a DS or MS, dominant submissive, master slave relationships, kind of focused more on the more 24/7, heavy, power exchange, very one directional type of relationships. But I think most of the topics that they covered in general can be very applicable to most kinds of relationships. Basically, the topic of adaptive relationships is kind of talking about how relationships change, and how how the relationship can change to adapt to growth on the part of individuals that are involved in the relationship, and also in response to changing events and circumstances. I know there's a lot of things that can happen in a relationship that can kind of change how the people in the relationship want things to be, as well as what people are capable of, what people want out of things. You can have changing job situations. You can have fairly significant changes in health situations and things like that. Those are all things that can be very challenging in a relationship. And I think the main thing that I took away from the presentation was just that it's important to be flexible and adaptable about how you deal with relationships, and that particularly in DS relationships, I think sometimes people tend to think that flexibility is kind of a sign of weakness, or that it's you're not supposed to be flexible because your power has been exchanged, or that that's a part of how your relationship works. But I think it's kind of important to sort of realize that flexibility can actually be a sign of strength, in that, it's really easy to say my way or the highway, this is the way it's going to be, and I'm not going to deal with anything other than that. But that doesn't really take into account sort of the individuality of the, both of the people, or, more than if it's a multiple person household or poly situation. Everybody's sort of unique, and everybody has their own strengths and weaknesses and different, different needs, and all of those things change over time. So, if you're not willing to sort of acknowledge that, sort of innate flexibility in the relationship, well, the innate, changeability more than flexibility, really, basically acknowledge the fact that all relationships are dynamic, then, you're going to end up, no matter how happy or how fulfilled you are in a current situation, the situation is always going to change, and you're going to end up unhappy if you're not able to change with it. That doesn't mean that you can't have rigid structures and protocol and things like that that are firm and set. But if a protocol is so ingrained that you're not willing to adapt it if you need to, then you have to make sure that you understand and go into a relationship willing to say that, the protocol is more important than the person at that point. And, there's nothing wrong with that if that's what you want, I suppose, but, it's something that you have to sort of acknowledge. If you have a standing protocol that involves being served your food in a certain way by a slave or submissive, and that person breaks their ankle in an accident, obviously they're not going to be able to do that. And, when when life changes in an unexpected and undesirable way like that, you have to be, we have to be able to be flexible and to kind of, you know, understand that things are going to change. And it basically, I think it's kind of boils down to an exercise in you being able to, you know, sort of understand and acknowledge change and having the, the strength and the flexibility to deal with that. And, you know, when it really, you know, what it really boils down to, in my opinion, is just figuring out how to make things work. You know, how to make the best out of whatever situation you're in, you know, and how to sort of maximize your benefit from the relationship. Obviously, there's certain kind of limits to how flexible you probably want to be, because otherwise, if there's no sort of inherent meaning to the relationship, then it's not really much of a relationship at that point. If there's not a basic sort of underlying structure and foundation to the relationship, it might be too flexible at that point, and somebody is probably sort of being a pushover. And I guess what I'm trying to say there is that it's important to sort of to be flexible, but to sort of define what you want out of things, and not be afraid to have set standards and limits and things like that, that that you're willing to say, this is what our relationship is, and if that doesn't work, then we don't have a relationship. Because otherwise, you're kind of going along without any framework at all, and there's no sort of inherent strength or structure there. And a couple of things they covered that I thought were particularly sort of noteworthy or kind of resonated with me was that it's important to define what the relationship is to you, what your basic fundamental needs are, and sort of defining beforehand what you consider to be a successful relationship. How do you know if it's working or if it's not working? And how do you know if people are getting what they need out of it? So I think that's kind of important to define beforehand, and always not be afraid to revisit and kind of reconsider and talk about and work through, and kind of constantly keep that in mind, and make sure that try to do your best to communicate so that you're sort of on the same page. Because if you're in a relationship with someone and you have differing opinions about what the relationship is, you're going to have a really hard time sort of maintaining mutual satisfaction, because you're both coming from different directions or not. There's just not clear communication there at that point, and things have a tendency to sort of break down when that happens. So I think it's important to define beforehand what the your sort of fundamental foundation of requirements. What's like the bare minimum that you're willing to accept out of a relationship. What's the maximum that you're willing to put into it, that sort of thing. And then once you have a relationship going, you sort of define what you want the relationship to be, you figured out where you are, where you're, where you want to head, that sort of thing. It's very important to make, emotional investments. It's important to make sure that through your, not just your words, but also your actions, you really demonstrate, that you care. You tell them and show them, what's important to you, and you let them know that they matter, so that, later on down the line, when you start having, you start having problems or things come up, you sort of have a, a built up, level of trust and respect there, and kind of, emotional attachment, sort of as a reserve for dealing with, tough situations. And, you're never going to have a relationship where tough situations don't come up, and you don't have things that you have to deal with, and some things that you sort of manage through or make the best out of. And if you don't have that foundation of trust and respect, and sort of if you haven't made those emotional investments and shown the person that you really care, then you're going to end up falling short, and things are going to fall apart. And those are kind of the main things that sort of stood out for me. I guess the only other kind of key things that I want to mention is that, I think it's very important for a successful relationship to be dynamic and flexible, because, people are always changing and situations are always changing. So if you're not able to, if you're not able to face that and deal with that, then you're going to end up being unhappy, and unsatisfied in the long run. At least that's my opinion. I mean, I know and there's definitely a counterpoint out there that I'm not making just because that's kind of not where I, not where I sort of come from opinion wise. I know there are people out there who have DS relationships where, you know, essentially it's not a flexible relationship. You know, there are people who run households who have multiple slaves who have a, you know, a rule book that's a big fat 3-ring binder full of rules. And, well, essentially everybody gets the same rule book and that's how things are going to be. You know, there's not, you know, it's not a at least, you know, contract or rules wise, it's not a unique, flexible situation between every combination of individuals. And you know, that works for some people and some people that's what they really want. But I would say that that's definitely not my perspective and my, kind of point of view. And I think that, that's a much harder, it's kind of a much harder viewpoint to take and a much harder relationship dynamic to work with in general for, you know, for me and from my perspective. So yeah, take that for what it's worth. Well, that's about it for the evening. I said tomorrow, hopefully I'm going to be able to, you know, barring accident or injury, spend a fairly decent amount of time really going through the whole process and putting together a good craft segment on the rope making process, all the way from, you know, a bag of bulk fiber that's, well, it's in top form if you are familiar with spinning terms at all, and turning it into a functional piece of bondage rope. I was going to try to do it tonight, but basically by the time I got home, I could have put together a presentation, but it would have been fairly rushed and not as comprehensive. I think that, you know, given my level of interest in the topic and the amount of work I've put into developing the general technique and method and everything else that I use, I really want to do the best that I can in presenting it and in as informative of a manner as possible. So hopefully tomorrow will be a good craft segment and I'll have something interesting to talk about. As always, I can be reached at evan@kinkycrafter.com. I still haven't been receiving any feedback. I'm just starting to kind of, you know, check out the stats and see, starting to get idea of a number of people subscribed and number of downloads and such. But I'm still really interested in, you know, sort of hearing from you and finding out, you know, what people think and sort of, you know, how things are going from the listener perspective. And I do want to comment on one thing. I know, I'm asking for input and everything. Obviously, if you're specifically interested in having your response read on the show, or you want it, you're interested in having it talked about, you know, please let me know. And also, you know, if you specifically don't want any of the information specific to your comment or email put on the show, you know, let me know that as well. I try to be as respectful as possible of people's privacy and whatnot. So, anything that you send in will obviously be confidential and will only be shared as much as you are comfortable with. Also, if anybody would like to email me any audio comments or clips, I'd be more than happy to put that in the show. I might try to set up an Odeo account at some point for, to allow people to submit audio comments directly through the website. But that's kind of a little further off, a little further down the road project-wise. And I think that's about it for right now. I hope you all have a good evening, and I look forward to talking to you tomorrow.